There's no shortage of negative publicity when it comes to fracking. Take the 2010 documentary, Gasland.
We'll just give it a second here.
A homeowner turns on the water and lights a match. Eventually, there's so much methane, the water goes up in flames.
Whoa, Jesus Christ.
Problem is, methane can be naturally produced. It doesn't necessarily come from the oil and gas companies that are doing horizontal hydraulic fracturing. A University of Cincinnati geology professor is taking water samples from the Utica Shale region of Carroll County, Ohio, to determine any contamination and its source. Dr. Amy Townsend Small and her students travel to the eastern part of the state 3 to 4 times a year for this National Science Foundation grant funding her study.
If you live in a place with a private groundwater well, the responsibility is on the homeowner to monitor the water quality. Those of us that live in cities that have access to city drinking water, our water district measures water quality daily, at least.
She analyzes the samples for concentrations of methane as well as hydrocarbons, a carcinogenic compound, and salt. Most often the samples come from the sink, an outside spigot, or the basement.
How big of a water sample do you take?
We take about 100 milliliters, and then we extract the gases out of the sample and just run air. So this is a sample.
Townsend Small will not say if she's found contaminated water until the study is finished. The Associated Press compiled data from 4 states, including Pennsylvania, Ohio, Texas, and West Virginia. It showed there were more than 100 certified contaminated instances in the last 5 years. Since 2010, Ohio has received 190 complaints with 6 confirmed cases. Right now, oil and gas companies don't have to say what chemicals they're using in fracking. A U.S. Geological Survey reported such chemicals could increase the risk of cancer and cause infertility. But it's difficult to separate fracking-related pollution from naturally occurring water well contamination. A 2011 study by Penn State found 40% of all water well sites in Pennsylvania before drilling didn't meet federal government drinking water standards. Back in Townsend Small's lab.
So just be careful of all these things, they're kind of breakable, but there's vials of air in this rack, and then a needle goes in and takes the air out and runs it through all of these freezing traps and combustion ovens and makes it into a gas that the instrument can analyze.
The sample is in for quite a ride. It goes from minus 300 Celsius to 1400 Celsius.
Here goes the... And right
what
now,
just happened?
The needle just moved on the auto sampler away from the vial, so now the different traps are moving up and down and thawing the sample.
The machine is an isotope ratio mass spectrometer. This instrument has a lot of applications in environmental and geoscience, but apparently its use is very interesting to scientists worldwide when it comes to using it to test water. Townsend Small was invited to Budapest to talk about it.
So we use an instrument called an isotope ratio mass spectrometer to measure carbon and hydrogen isotopes of methane, which can indicate if methane comes from either natural gas or a biological source. And there are a lot of groundwater resources that have biological methane. So it's important to use these isotopes to distinguish between natural gas and natural or biologically produced methane.
In the lab, the methane is moving from a solid to a gas. It goes through an oven, gets converted from methane to hydrogen, and then the computer reads the isotope ratio. Townsend Small says her research will continue until the funding runs out. Oil and gas companies say fracking is clean and safe. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.